AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government shutdown may be over, but the Federal Aviation Administration says flight cuts remain at airports. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The Department of Transportation and the FAA say flight reductions at 40 major U.S. airports will remain at 6% instead of rising to 10% by the end of the week. The agencies made the announcement as Congress moved to pass legislation ending the longest government shutdown in history. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the 6% limit will stay in place while officials assess to see whether the air traffic system can safely return to normal. The flight cuts were implemented last week as more air traffic controllers were calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs, leaving some control towers and facilities short-staffed. I'm Mike Hempen.
With the longest government shutdown over, state officials say they are working to quickly get full SNAP food benefits to millions of people, though it could take up to a week for some to receive their delayed aid. The House is speeding toward a vote next week on releasing files related to the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. European Union officials are warning Ukraine it must keep cracking down on graft in the wake of a major corruption scandal that could hurt the country's ability to attract financial help. The Chicago-based organization says the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who's been receiving round-the-clock care at home, has been hospitalized with a rare neurological disorder. The civil rights leader was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease over a decade ago, but his Rainbow Push Coalition says the 84-year-old was under observation for progressive supranuclear palsy, or PSP, a neurodegenerative disorder he's been managing for more than a decade and received the diagnosis in April. This is AP News. At least two people were killed after a truck collided with pedestrians at an outdoor market in South Korea.
Police are questioning the unidentified truck driver in his 60s, who was not under the influence of alcohol or drugs, according to police. A local official said witnesses told investigators that the vehicle initially reversed about 92 feet before driving forward almost 500 feet, colliding with pedestrians on the way. Local media showed footage of the damaged truck, which had debris and clothing entwined into the metal at the front of the vehicle. The driver claimed his vehicle had malfunctioned and that officials were reviewing security camera footage. I'm Karen Chemas.
Turkish soccer temporarily banned 102 professional players, including 25 from the top-tier league, over a widening betting scandal that has implicated hundreds of referees. More than 150 Turkish referees are alleged to have bet on games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.